pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Hour is live. Welcome in. We'll talk to Andy Staples a little later on, and then in the final hour, get you ready for the Arkansas formal introduction of John Calipari. He is now landed in Fayetteville. William is in Maryville, and he's up next.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
William.
Well, you know, can we talk Calipari for a minute?
Of course.
Well, a lot's been said about his $33 million buyout, and nothing's been said about whether he had a walk-away amount that if he wanted out of his contract, he paid Kentucky. Did any money exchange hands between the two in regard to this Arkansas deal?
Not to my knowledge. I think they were so happy that he was leaving that they probably said, we'll help you get to the airport if you need a ride.
Well, that's kind of what I thought. But, you know, Calipari maybe has more integrity than we think, because
don't get carried away
here.
I think what you're thinking about is a two-way buyout here, but I don't think he owed them anything.
What I'm thinking about is that when he lost in the NCAA first round, and you know there were calls for his head, he could have gone to Barnhart and said, look, you don't pay me $33 million, pay me $10
million,
me $12 million. I'll walk away. You do away with the mitigation clause, so anything I earn, I earn. And I think Kentucky might have been happy to do that. And the fact that he didn't do that, you know, knowing, you know, the Arkansas.
Listen, William, there's a story out there, and I asked someone about it yesterday, and there was no confirmation, but it was still out there, that he had the nerve to ask them for a counter. I don't know that, but if you ask me, knowing John Calipari, do I think it's possible? Yes.
So you think he tried to play that and it didn't work?
I think he floated it. He knew it wouldn't work, but you know, you don't know. I mean, this guy has been extremely myopic when it comes to his own self-worth.
Well, again, I was actually going to maybe pay him a sideways compliment, but I'll hold that back because of past history, because I've never really liked the guy. But I thought that, you know, maybe he was more generous in dealing with, or maybe a more honorable in dealing with Kentucky than maybe he could have been. But, you know, it sounds like they've got a divorce and everybody's happy, depending on who Kentucky gets as a new coach.
Yeah, I think he had a one-way buyout. I think Nick Saban had a similar situation.
Well,
hey, William, you're a good attorney. You know, can you get me a one-way buyout?
Yeah, probably. Okay. I think you're probably more popular than either than Calipari and up there with Saban. You know,
I think you're probably right about Calipari. And by the way, I agree with Topmeyer. I think he'll do really well there. But let's not lose sight of the conversation we were having 3 weeks ago about him.
Well, you're right. Well, and the other thing, because I want to also reach out to Jim and Larry and I-Man and say, guys, lighten up. You know, quit the personal attacks. It's a TV show. We all have fun with it. And we all get a little, you know, our panties in a wad every now and then about things. But lighten up, guys. We don't need all the vitriol, especially the personal attacks.
I'm glad to hear that, William, because these are close to Mount Rushmore callers here. I-Man yesterday, Jim and Larry, and I have never... I mean, I don't know what I've done here, they are coming guns a-blazing. Thanks, William, for the call. Trey is up next in Tuscaloosa.
Well, like sand through the hourglass, these are the days of the lives of the Paul Feinbaum callers. Is that not correct, Paul?
It seems that way.
You know what else, Paul? I hate to hear all this is going on, and I hope that they will, when I say this, will sit back and think about what I'm saying. You know, there's a lot of callers on your show that we love to death that are no longer here, that could not participate in this bracket this year. And I think we need to be, because I'm going through a lot of health problems, Paul. You need to be blessed for the time that you have here. And I think it's a shame, and I really don't understand what happened with I-Man and Larry. Larry sounded really hurt. I don't really understand what happened, because your show takes the time to put out this bracket. You don't have to do that. And it's been very successful. And you let the callers vote on who's going to win. And I just think it's a shame, because this has been fun. I like to say I've never made it past the first round. So this year I had two beers after I saw I made it through the first round. So I'm just kind of confused, because I appreciate what y'all do. And it also looks like Dominic handled it better than anybody else. And he was the first one that's ever been kicked out of the bracket at 12 years old.
And Trey, as far as Larry is concerned, I don't know how many more times I need to say how much we all care about Larry and love him and worry about him.
We love Larry.
And there was never any ill intent. I was simply making a point about the discrepancy.
You know, Paul, I agree with you. I think he took it personally, and you were kidding. You said it in a kidding manner.
Yes, I did.
And that's what this show is about. Because we love Larry. I love I-Man. I didn't tell you he's my second favorite caller.
Well,
we
I don't know. I don't want to say anything more about I-Man, because every time I mention it, he brings it back the next day. And I really, at some point, we all know somebody who is grievance-oriented. And I just don't want to hear any more grievances from I-Man when he calls today than we already were going to hear in the first place.
Right.
Now, Jim is a completely different story. He's just...
I wasn't even bringing him
up. No matter
up.
How nice we are to him, he has to just gin up the hatred and the we're liars and we're despicable.
And he'll call three or four more times today.
By the way, Trey, if that helps him with his instability, then I'm happy with it.
I agree. And I have a question for you about Kentucky. You had a caller Monday talking about how many draft picks Cal put in the NBA. Well, and that's great, and he has, and he's helped a lot of young men. But I guarantee you, if you ask 90% of the Kentucky fans, that's not what they're looking for.
No.
They're looking for a basketball championship. They're looking for the Final Four. 90% of those fans don't keep up with who's playing in the NBA, and I just totally disagreed with that. But
well, if you remember, Trey, right after Cal got there a year or two later, when he had four or five or six, I don't know how many, went in the first round, he said, this is the greatest night in Kentucky basketball. And it backlashed on him and boomeranged. And
it did.
It didn't cost him, because he kept winning, but it cost him later on.
Well, you keep doing what you're doing, and I hope the other callers call back, because this was all supposed to be in fun. So
You know what, Trey? I'm going to be a Feinbaum caller. I am quitting the show as a result of the criticism.
Well, you're fixing to have Jim.
I will
call
not be
back
here anymore. I am done. I can't handle it. And if Jim wants to host the show tomorrow, he can do it, but I can't handle this anymore.
That would be great. I'd love him to try to host the show one time. He wouldn't last 5 minutes.
Thanks, Trey. Good to hear from you. Thomas is up next in Fayetteville. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
We're doing great.
Hey, I got two questions for you. The first one's pretty quick. Do you think Coach Cal can turn around our basketball program?
Yes, I do. I think he can turn it around quickly.
Okay. Second of all, what has DBH been putting in them boys' water on our baseball team? You know, what we're looking at is something out of the movie.
I don't know. It feels like the College World Series is around the corner, doesn't it?
Yes. And you know, coming in and sweeping LSU and Ole Miss, those are two high quality ball clubs. I mean, really high ball clubs that, you know, our team just destroyed. I don't know. You know, you're expected to lose at least, you know, one game.
Yeah, no, you're not supposed
weeks,
to win every.
Like
I mean,
that.
As long as you win the series, it's considered a big deal.
Yeah, but now we're on 23 wins, 23 straight wins at home. It's unheard of. It's surprising. It's you know, I know everybody's talking about Coach Cal and all that mess, but, you know, not everybody's looking at the baseball team, you know, year and year, time and time again, something always happens with injuries or our famous pop fly miss that we had in the World Series. You know, something's always going wrong. But this year, I mean, I honestly believe we have a chance to
no,
take
I
it
think
home.
You're right, Tom. Hey, thanks for the call. We're up against a break. More to come. Cal, later on, we are back with your phone calls right after this.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
I'm back, and let's talk to Josh, who is up next. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Paul. How's it going today?
We are doing great. Thank you for checking in.
I love the show as always. I hope you and Randy and the rest of the crew are doing well. Everybody always does a fantastic job, and as far as the three callers that quit, we've already had two call back in today, so apparently they ain't quit.
Yeah.
And real quick, to the caller about four callers ago, from USF, when he goes to Tuscaloosa, I live in Huntsville, but I live 30 minutes from Tuscaloosa for about 12 years. I'm an Alabama fan, and when he goes down there, he's going to have a fantastic time. I hope he's still listening. They're going to welcome him with open arms, and when they tailgate, he'll be able to go eat some of the best barbecue he's ever had, and he won't have to pay a penny, and they will welcome him with open arms. So enjoy, my friend. But to get to my point, though, I wanted to talk about the Calipari situation and get your thoughts. You kind of answered one of them a minute ago as far as can they get Arkansas on the right track and competing at the top of the SEC. But do you think with the dichotomy between the two men's basketball programs from Arkansas and Kentucky, can he still attract those high first-round picks to Arkansas?
I believe initially he can. He still has a very big name with recruits. And that is not based on what he has done lately at Kentucky. It's based on how many players he has put into the NBA at UMass, at Memphis, obviously, at Kentucky. So I think he starts off, and there's a likelihood that he is going to ransack the Kentucky recruiting class for next year that was ranked number 2 in the country. The question is, can he sustain it? And that's really predicated on how much success he has. Arkansas is a really strong basketball school. As you know, they have phenomenal facilities. So it's not that hard to get talent to go there. They've had good talent in the past. Thank you very, very much. Fred in Plano is up next.
My man, Paul Feinbaum. Brother, you know what? First of all, I'm not even going to ask how you're doing because you are always doing great. Am I not right?
You are correct. Even when I'm not telling the truth.
Especially. Paul, I had to call in because Trey from Tuscaloosa brought up a point that may not have been as fully appreciated for the great message that it contained. And it is that there are so many great callers who have graced the airwaves with you over the years that we don't have the opportunity to appreciate anymore. And to those of us that have been calling in for a long time, those were the good old days. You know, callers like Lou Ann from Alliston and Selena from Tennessee, Phyllis from Auburn, Shane from Centerpoint, Ed from Connecticut, Tammy from Auburn. Just so many that we have in our memories etched that we love because of your show, and it's because you've kind of put together this campfire for people from all different points of the country. Started with the SEC, but different all over the country now, Paul. And it has always been filled with sharp elbows, thrown in love, and as long as the person receiving the elbow knew it was a friendly jab, there's no long-term harm because we know we're calling in to have a little bit of fun. And so to the callers that have called in, some of them I've had a chance to meet, Larry, I-Man, hey, brothers, you know both of you. I love you. And for those of you who I don't talk to as frequently, from Memphis, my goodness, you know, Ashley, so many people. And I'll just give you this, these 2 points, Paul. First of all, I know that you have no intent to hurt anybody. Now, even a puppy knows the difference between being accidentally stepped on and being kicked on purpose. And I can tell you're not trying to kick anybody on purpose. And two, the callers who have their feelings and they've been hurt, and those are legitimate. But I want everybody listening to know, especially you new callers, first of all, from Philadelphia that called in. For you, today are the good old days for you. Appreciate these callers that are calling in. Have fun with them. My Paul is the bus driver, and we're going to be on the bus. And Paul, I want to say this to you. I haven't said it in a while. You are a great American. That's why we love you. I only ask everybody calling in, including our great bus driver, to remember the reason for this. Sports is just the opportunity we have to get together, tell a few lies, tell a few truths, go home wondering which one was which, and to say, boy, I sure love those folks. I look forward to seeing them and hearing them again soon. Paul, I love you. I'm out, brother. I'll see you soon.
Thank you very much.
First round pick.
Expired is up next in Texas.
I believe initially he can. He still has Expired, a very big name with recruits. And that is not based on what he has done lately at Kentucky. It's based on how many.
Okay, let me come back to expired. Maybe when whatever.
He's watching some other show.
He is. That was ours. There was about a minute and a half ago. I wonder what he's watching us on. You think maybe YouTube TV or something? He must have the tape delay version of the program. How about Jim in Ann Arbor? Hey, Jim.
Hey, shalom, Paul. How are you today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
A couple questions about the other Jim. I guess first one is why, I mean, you've known him for decades now. Why do you think he has the emotional life of a teenage girl? That's my first question.
Well, I think what makes Jim great also makes him complicated. He has an innate passion for everything he does, and there's something about this show that he can't get it out of his head. But, I mean, we all had a relative like an uncle or a grandfather or a great uncle who tried to convince us it was much better in 1935 than it is now. That's Jim. I mean, Jim lives in an alternate universe where it was always better before. This show was better before every iteration.
Well, yeah, he definitely lives in a bit of a fantasy land. So, second question, just kind of in light of the caller bracket, Paul. So Legend won, and he's a lot of fun to listen to. So take Legend at his very best, which he's in the prime of his calling career. Then take Jim. I'm assuming he had a best, even though I've never heard it.
I think he was when he was 17 years old.
Well, all right. So take the two men at the height of their powers in the caller bracket. I know who I would favor. Be honest with us, Paul. Who would you go with?
Legend versus Jim?
Yes, at the height of their powers, yes.
Ooh, no. It's been so long since Jim has been at the high. I mean, Jim at his peak was nearly unbeatable.
Well, see, I hear that. I hear you saying that, but I've been listening for 5 or so years.
You showed up in the autumn of his career. Now we are in the nuclear winter.
He was in the Nick Saban twilight era. Well, listen, I mean, I think what we hear, okay, 5 years, you know, listening, legend, you know, like Dan Campbell.
No doubt. I mean, no doubt.
Limb by limb, piece by piece, kneecaps. I mean, he's just like a bitter old soul.
Yeah, I mean, I'll put it in Jim language, and probably most of you don't even understand this unless you've seen the movie, but Jim in his prime was Elvis in the late 50s and early 60s. Jim today is Elvis in North Dakota on that final tour they have a guy that's dropping the handkerchiefs for him, the scarves, because he can't remember the song. He can't remember the words to Hound Dog. We'll take a break. More to come right after this.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back, and look who's in Arkansas. Calipari arriving, wearing red. What happened to the blue? Does he look happy? He should. He has found a new home at one of the top schools in the country. Let's continue with more, and Expired has arrived.
What's going on, Paul?
Expired, what's up?
Not much, man. Just wanted to go over who's hot and who's not, Paul. You ready for some who hot and
let's
who
go.
Not? You ready, Paul?
Number I am one, ready.
The fighting Texas Aggies baseball team ranked number 3 in the nation is hot, and the Florida Gators are not. They got annihilated the other night by Florida State, I believe. Paul Feinbaum is hot. I-Man is not. Paul Feinbaum is hot. Jim, the loser, the quitter, is not. Paul Feinbaum is hot. And how it pains me to say this to one of my favorite callers, Larry is not. And lastly, the legend is hot, and the rest of the caller bracket is not. Paul, you have a great day, and giggle.
Thank you very much. That's a cool little segment there. He gets right to it. Does not waste any time at all. Charles is in Florida. Hello, Charles. Go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. I love your show. I love you, man.
Thank you very much.
I love what you've done. These callers don't understand. If it weren't for you, they wouldn't have a platform to call in. You know, you're an amazing person on what, you know, and it's, your show has touched my life, especially Legend, because I was caught up in a situation at work. I could have done something, but I was able to walk away. And people want to give that man a hard time. His mama would be proud of him, the man that he's turned into be.
Well, thank you for saying that about him. And I agree. I think a lot of us learn from other people, and he has shown people you can have a second chance and make something out of yourself.
Yeah, and I'm a diehard Bulldog, and he can give me smoke all he wants to, because I know he's a Bama fan. And before the call ends, I love to give him my telephone number, because, you know, I don't know how many more years I'm going to have my father. You know, he tells it like it is. He's my first hero, but you're my second hero, Paul.
Thank you for saying that, Charles.
I mean, it's like your parents would be proud because the man they raised you. You know, I have conditions, and I ain't afraid to show it. You know, I don't take no medication. I've tried a medication. I suffer from depression, and I'm a slow learner. But my father always taught me, you know, going to work, do your best, and God will provide the rest. And he always has. And my father was in the military. He was in the Army. And my father can't read and write. I live with any of my parents' property, and my father has accomplished a lot in life, not knowing how to read and write. And
that's amazing.
I'm so proud of that man. I mean, I don't know how many more years that I'm gonna have him around. I do everything I can. My last name's McCleary, and I'm always gonna do whatever I can to honor his name.
Well, Charles, I'll offer this as somebody who has lost both of my parents, and you always think about the time you didn't have. So make the most out of what you do have, and thank you for sharing your story with us.
Yeah, and I would love to give Legend my telephone number, if it's okay.
Charles, let me put you on hold, okay? We'll give it to the guys off the air, and they'll make sure that Legend gets it. AC is up next.
Mr. Feinbaum, how are you feeling, sir? Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
Mr. Feinbaum, I hope your family is doing well. I hope the cheerleaders are doing well. And as a matter of fact, I like your caller, you know, the young caller, Mr. Dominic. I'm going to call him Mr. Dominic because he's the best caller. He's better than me, Mr. Feinbaum, honestly, because he speaks clearly, much better than AC, and I'm humble enough to say it. But here's the thing. Your regular caller, Mr. Scurlina, said, I remember that Dominic read off his script. So what? It doesn't matter. Because when I first started to call the shows, a bunch of shows I called in, Mr. Feinbaum, since 2017, I was nervous. I was so nervous, I had to read off his script. So what if he reads off his script? This is how you build confidence. This is why over time I go on and I call into different stations, because I want to build some confidence. I mean, we have to give someone confidence, right, Mr. Feinbaum? Am I right or wrong?
No, of course. To do anything successful, you have to have experience.
That's right. So I think, I mean, I heard he's a 13-year-old. Some people, they say 12-year-old. So what? Even matter of fact, I want a little baby to call in and say, where? I don't like AC. That's okay. It is okay. At least someone is calling the show. Yours is callers-driven show. That's what you said so many times. So the gentleman, Mr. Dominic, is more than welcome to call the show. Who cares about callers bracket? Who cares about all that? He should come in, have fun, do more fraudulent activities. AC's gonna love you, bro, because you need some haters too, but hopefully the same people who are hating me, hopefully they don't hate you, because I don't like these fat Americans. That Dominic, you should say it too. I hate you fat Americans, but this is what you should say, Dominic. Mr. Feinbaum, bro, I love you, homie. Holla.
Daryl in Columbus. Hello, Daryl.
Oh, I like AC, DC, you know what I'm saying? Why would anybody want, let me ask you this, why would somebody have to read off a script anyway? I mean, can they not remember what they want to say? I mean, I'm asking you.
Well, I think some of it, Daryl, comes from having a lot on your mind. I mean, you're a professional at doing this. Some people are not. So to call in a talk show and to get your point across, I understand people having notes.
Right now, I'm in a lot of pain. I had I wrecked my Harley the other day, last Tuesday, Paul, on the interstate. Broke my collarbone. Pouring rain. Almost got, I got hammered by an 18-wheeler.
Oh, my goodness.
Couldn't see. Got it off the interstate onto the side, geared down, hit an oil slick, threw me off the bike, shoulder first. Luckily, I had my helmet on. If I hadn't had my helmet on, it would have been fatal. Got the bike back up somehow, got back on my feet, rode another 10 miles. The pain was just too much. Had to call 911. They sent me ambulance, went to the hospital, broke collarbone. But, Paul,
I'm sorry to hear that.
I can see why John Calipari wants to go to Arkansas. I mean, the problem is the one and done. When is college basketball going to get away from the one and done? Because that's what they need to do. I mean, would you agree with that?
Well, it's certainly one of the problems, but I don't think they can do anything about it now, Daryl.
No, I don't think they can either. They could have at one time, but definitely, definitely not now. Paul, South Carolina, the women's team, awesome run, okay? The big advantage for them, what I saw in that game, is they just got a major height advantage, and they get a lot of second chance shots. But the strength of their own, I mean, you could probably, if you know this, Paul, it's hard to go undefeated in college football. It's hard to go undefeated in anything. NFL, it'll never be done in Major League Baseball. But, I mean, it's a great, great run for them. And one more quick thing. Oh, for the Bammers, I've got this. Got to say this. Paul, the Bammers should have known that you cannot beat the Huskies. They should have known that. I hear now they wasn't bragging, talking about, well, we gave them a better game. You got blown out by 18 points. Just take your little Final Four. You know what? I will say this about that, Paul. It reminded me a lot of Georgia because you told me that their best player left last year, right? I remember when Georgia went in 82, I think it was, Dominique Wilkins, our best player, he left the year before.
Right.
Great player, great NBA player. And we ended up beating North Carolina. I'm pretty sure we beat North Carolina to get in the Final Four. And Alabama beat North Carolina. So just a lot of similarities there. And one more quick thing for you, Paul. Have you heard about the new restaurant on the moon?
I have not heard about that yet.
I hear the food's good, but it has no atmosphere. See you all.
Daryl, get better. Sorry to hear about your collarbone. We're up against a break. We have Andy Staples coming up here in a few minutes. Don't forget, we're 2 hours away from Calipari's introductory news conference. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. Let's continue with more phone calls here. And Ray is up next in Arkansas. Hey, Ray.
Hi, Paul.
Hey there.
I just wanted to call in and let me ask one simple question.
Okay.
Everybody's down on John Calipari. Now tell me. If a man's got a $33 million contract and he has the balls to walk away from that contract, showing that money is not everything, that he has respect for his fellow man, is he doing the wrong thing?
Well, no. I realize this is not a good legal answer, but if somebody has done what he has done and contributed to Kentucky and decides to walk away, they certainly should let him go, and they did.
Right. Well, I really respect the man after today, after I watched all of his programs and your programs. And for a man to have $33 million, a guarantee in his pocket, to turn around and walk
away
from
but
that,
you have to understand something, Ray. I mean, this is not not about a financial transaction. I mean, he's made tens of maybe, I mean, there's just no telling how much money he has made. And he's also smart enough to know, I don't want the money. I want my career. And most people would say the same thing. If you're at that level, you've already made the money. You want to make money. But to John Calipari, there's no difference between $7 million a year and $10 million. He's not going to the bank through the drive-thru and cashing his check. I mean, it just goes into an account that he doesn't ever even look at. So he wants the opportunity to show what he's capable of doing. And I thank you very, very much for the call. Jeff is up next in Columbus, Ohio.
What's going on, Paul?
Jeff?
I mean, it sounded like you had definite knowledge of how Cal's going to live with the bank. I mean, it must be how you roll, Paul.
No, actually, I go to the bank, Jeff.
Yeah, I do too. I love going to the bank.
I like to make sure the money gets there, don't you, Randy?
Oh, yeah.
You think I trust anybody else?
No. Yeah. Hey, it sounds like, Paul, y'all listened to a little bit of the show yesterday, that a lot of people are up in arms about that caller bracket having basically a rigged, predetermined outcome. What do you think about that?
Well, there's certainly a handful of people who are very upset, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'd probably go into specifics, but I mean, from what I'm hearing, the paralegal's probably trying to tell us all to be kind of hush-hush about it, isn't he?
One thing about this show, Jeff, we don't censor people. If they want to make an allegation against us, they are welcome to do so.
Right. Hey, with this Calipari or Kentucky coaching search, I mean, I see all these shows. You parade on all these national experts, and they all come up with these coaching lists. Me and the next guy listener could come up with the same list that these so-called experts do. Do you recall any national basketball expert even mentioning one time Calipari to Arkansas? Because I sure as hell don't.
No, not a single time.
No. And then the funny thing is, Paul, once he gets announced, they all bring up, like, oh, well, he's good friends with one of the Tyson guys. Like, they knew it was all fitting together. I've never seen so many scam artists as these national so-called experts, Paul. And you just parade them in and out, hold them in high esteem. You hold them higher esteem than your good callers, Paul. Why do you do that?
I'm it's not a matter of holding them in high esteem or not, Jeff. We go to experts. We depend on their knowledge. And a lot of times they get it right.
But what knowledge do they bring? They just throw stuff on the wall and see if it sticks.
That's not exactly accurate, Jeff.
What do you mean it's not accurate?
Well, we go to our experts, and we had one on yesterday, and they tell us what they know at that moment in time. This is not science.
They just guess, Paul. These lists are no different than me and my buddies at the bar come up with.
Yeah, and I mean, you come up with those lists after you watch ESPN and see whose list they have.
No, I don't watch ESPN, Paul, other than games. I've told you that. Other than games, I don't listen to the nonsense.
Well, then how do you know so much about how often they are wrong, which is pretty much the genesis of every one of your calls?
I listened to your show, Paul. I listened to your show, and you prayed them on there, and you let them come in there into your show, and you don't even
And Jeff, when we have Thamel on or one of those types, what are we supposed to say? You don't know what you're talking about?
What you need to do is when they're totally wrong, you call them up the next week and break it down with them and say, where was your analysis?
Hey, Jeff, that's not my job. My job is, I'm a talk show host, and what I'm trying to do is get the best available information to the audience in real time. I mean, I don't have this draconian view that if a expert gets something wrong, we should take him outside like we were like they do in Singapore and cane them in front of the town square.
Well, you rip coaches when they lose a ball game. You rip callers when they for all kinds of things. I mean, why don't you get your boy Elmo on, one of your longest listeners out there, and see what he thinks the show is different, and now you live and die on the guests instead of your callers that made the show.
I wish we had not gone to this caller, I'll tell you that.
What?
I mean, yeah, first of all, that is fraudulent, what you just got through saying. There's not a show in America. There is not a show in America that gives more time to callers than this one.
Well, I agree, but lately you've been trying to come up with reasons to run them off.
Oh, really? And how many of those callers have we run off?
Well, it sounds like they're dropping like flies.
I don't know. Jeff, for your edification, we had three callers yesterday say they were quitting the show. Two of them have already called in today, and the other one called us late in the show and said he hadn't quit, and we'll probably hear from him today. You're the only person upset about all this.
Well, I'm just trying to call.
You just like being mad about being mad, don't you?
No, I just want to be a straight caller, and sometimes pin you to the corner like you pin these people to the call, you know, in the corner.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. Watch the Paul Feinbaum Show weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on the SEC Network. Plus, you can listen and watch on the ESPN app.